It was now only 2 days before the Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread. The leading priests and teachers of the law were trying to find a way to use some trick to arrest Jesus and kill him.
"We must not do it during the feast. The people might cause a riot."
Jesus was in Bethany. He was at a dinner in the house of Simon, who had a harmful skin disease. While Jesus was there, a woman came to him. She had an alabaster jar filled with very expensive perfume made of pure nard. The woman opened the jar and poured the perfume on Jesus' head. Some of those who were there saw this and became angry. They complained to each other.
"Why waste that perfume? It was worth a full year's work. It could be sold, and the money could be given to the poor."
They spoke to the woman sharply.
"Don't bother the woman. Why are you troubling her? She did a beautiful thing for me. You will always have the poor with you. You can help them anytime you want, but you will not always have me. This woman did the only thing she could do for me. She poured perfume on my body. She did this before I die to prepare me for burial. I tell you the truth. The good news will be told to people in all the world, and in every place it is preached, what this woman has done will be told, and people will remember her."
One of the 12 followers, Judas Iscariot, went to talk to the leading priest. Judas offered to give Jesus to them. The leading priests were pleased about this. They promised to pay Judas money. So he waited for the best time to give Jesus to them. It was now the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread. This was a time when the Jews always sacrificed the Passover lambs. Jesus' followers came to him.
"We will go and prepare everything for the Passover feast. Where do you want to eat the feast?"
Jesus sent two of his followers and said to them,
"Go into the city. A man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him. He will go into a house. Tell the owner of the house, 'The teacher asks that you show us the room where he and his followers can eat the Passover feast.' The owner will show you a large room upstairs. This room is ready. Prepare the food for us there."
So the followers left and went into the city. Everything happened as Jesus had said. So they prepared the Passover feast. In the evening, Jesus went to that house with the 12. While they were all eating, Jesus said,
"I tell you the truth. One of you will give me to my enemies. One of you eating with me now."
The followers were very sad to hear this. Each one said to Jesus,
"I am not the one, am I?"
"Am I?"
"The man who is against me is one of the 12. He is the one who dips his bread into the bowl with me. The Son of Man must go and die. The scriptures say this will happen. But how terrible it will be for the person who gives the Son of Man to be killed. It would be better for that person if he had never been born."
While they were eating, Jesus took some bread. He thanked God for it and broke it. Then he gave it to his followers.
"Take it. This bread is my body."
Then Jesus took a cup. He thanked God for it and gave it to the followers. All the followers drank from the cup.
"This is my blood, which begins the new agreement that God makes with his people. This blood is poured out for many. I tell you the truth. I will not drink of this fruit of the vine again until that day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God."
Then they sang a hymn and went out to the Mount of Olives. Then Jesus told the followers,
"You will all lose your faith in me. It is written in the scriptures, 'I will kill the shepherd, and the sheep will scatter. But after I rise from death, I will go ahead of you into Galilee.'"
Peter said,
"All the other followers may lose their faith, but I will not."
"I tell you the truth. Tonight you will say you don't know me. You will say this 3 times before the rooster crows twice."
"I will never say that I don't know you. I will even die with you."
And all the other followers said the same thing. Jesus and his followers went to a place called Gethsemane. He said to his followers,
"Sit here while I pray."
Jesus told Peter, James, and John to come with him. Then Jesus began to be very sad and troubled.
I am full of sorrow. My heart is breaking with sadness. Stay here and watch.
Jesus walked a little farther away from them. Then he fell on the ground and prayed. He prayed that if possible, he would not have this time of suffering.
Abba, Father, you can do all things. Let me not have this cup of suffering. But do what you want, not what I want.
Then Jesus went back to his followers. He found them asleep.
Simon, why are you sleeping? You cannot stay awake with me for 1 hour? Stay awake and pray that you will not be tempted. Your spirit wants to do what is right, but your body is weak.
Again Jesus went away and prayed the same thing. Then he went back to the followers. Again he found them asleep because their eyes were very heavy. And they did not know what to say to Jesus. After Jesus prayed a third time, he went back to his followers.
You are still sleeping and resting? That's enough. The time has come for the Son of Man to be given to sinful people. Get up. We must go. Here comes the man who has turned against me.
While Jesus was still speaking, Judas came up. Judas was one of the 12 followers. He had many people with him. They were sent from the leading priests, the teachers of the law, and the Jewish elders. Those with Judas had swords and clubs. Judas had planned a signal for them.
The man I kiss is Jesus. Arrest him and guard him while you lead him away.
So Judas went to Jesus,
teacher,
and kissed him. Then the men grabbed Jesus and arrested him. One of the followers standing near drew his sword. He struck the servant of the high priest with his sword and cut off his ear.
You came to get me with swords and clubs, as if I were a criminal. Every day I was with you teaching in the temple. You did not arrest me there. But all these things have happened to make the scriptures come true.
Then all of Jesus' followers left him and ran away. A young man, wearing only a linen cloth, was following Jesus. The people also grabbed him, but the cloth he was wearing came off and he ran away naked. The people who arrested Jesus led him to the house of the high priest. All the leading priests, the Jewish elders, and the teachers of the law were gathered there. Peter followed far behind and entered the courtyard of the high priest's house. There, he sat with the guards, warming himself by the fire. The leading priests and all the Jewish council tried to find something that Jesus had done wrong so they could kill him, but the council could find no proof against him. Many people came and told false things about him, but all said different things. None of them agreed. Then some men stood up and lied about Jesus.
We heard this man say, I will destroy this temple that men made, and 3 days later, I will build another temple, a temple not made by men.
But even the things these men said did not agree. Then the high priest stood before them and said to Jesus,
aren't you going to answer the charges these men bring against you?
But Jesus said nothing. He did not answer. The high priest asked Jesus another question.
Are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed God?
I am. And in the future, you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right side of the Powerful One. And you will see the Son of Man coming on clouds in the sky.
When the high priest heard this, he was very angry. He tore his clothes.
We don't need any more witnesses. You all heard him say these things against God. What do you think?
They all said that Jesus was guilty and should be killed. Some of the people there spit at Jesus. They covered his eyes and hit him with their fists.
Prove that you are a prophet.
Then the guards led Jesus away and beat him. Peter was still in the courtyard when a servant girl of the high priest came there. She saw Peter warming himself at the fire. She looked closely at him.
You were with Jesus, that man from Nazareth.
But Peter said that he was never with Jesus.
I don't know or understand what you are talking about.
Then Peter left and went toward the entrance of the courtyard. The servant girl saw Peter there. Again, she said to the people who were standing there,
This man is one of those who followed Jesus.
Again, Peter said that it was not true. A short time later, some people were standing near Peter. They said,
"We know you are one of those who followed Jesus. You are from Galilee too."
Then Peter began to curse.
"I swear that I don't know this man you're talking about."
As soon as Peter said this, the rooster crowed the second time. Then Peter remembered what Jesus had told him.
"Before the rooster crows twice, you will say three times that you don't know me."
Then Peter was very sad and began to cry. Very early in the morning, the leading priests, the Jewish elders, the teachers of the law, and all the Jewish council decided what to do with Jesus. They tied him, led him away, and turned him over to Pilate, the governor. Pilate asked Jesus,
"Are you the king of the Jews?"
"Yes, I am."
The leading priests accused Jesus of many things, so Pilate asked Jesus another question.
"You can see that these people are accusing you of many things. Why don't you answer?"
But Jesus still said nothing. Pilate was very surprised at this. Every year at the Passover time, the governor would free one person from prison. He would free any person the people wanted him to free. At that time, there was a man named Barabbas in prison. He was a rebel and had committed murder during a riot. The crowd came to Pilate and asked him to free a prisoner as he always did. Pilate asked them,
"Do you want me to free the king of the Jews?"
Pilate knew that the leading priests had given Jesus to him because they were jealous of Jesus. And the leading priests had persuaded the people to ask Pilate to free Barabbas, not Jesus.
"So what should I do with this man you call the king of the Jews?"
They shouted,
"Kill him on the cross!"
"Why? What wrong has he done?"
But they shouted louder and louder,
"Kill him on the cross!"
Pilate wanted to please the crowd, so he freed Barabbas for them. And Pilate told the soldiers to beat Jesus with whips. Then he gave Jesus to the soldiers to be killed on a cross. Pilate's soldiers took Jesus into the governor's palace, called the Praetorium. They called all the other soldiers together. They put a purple robe on Jesus. Then they used thorny branches to make a crown. They put it on his head.
"Hail, King of the Jews!"
The soldiers beat Jesus on the head many times with a stick. They also spit on him. Then they made fun of him by bowing on their knees and worshiping him. After they finished making fun of him, the soldiers took off the purple robe and put his own clothes on him again. Then they led Jesus out of the palace to be killed on a cross. There was a man from Cyrene coming from the fields to the city. The man was Simon, the father of Alexander and Rufus. The soldiers forced Simon to carry the cross for Jesus. They led Jesus to the place called Golgotha. Golgotha means the place of the skull. At Golgotha, the soldiers tried to give Jesus wine to drink. This wine was mixed with myrrh, but he refused to drink it. The soldiers nailed Jesus to a cross. Then they divided his clothes among themselves. They threw lots to decide which clothes each soldier would get. It was 9 o'clock in the morning when they nailed Jesus to the cross. There was a sign with the charge against Jesus written on it. The sign read, "The King of the Jews." They also put two robbers on crosses beside Jesus, one on the right and the other on the left. And the scripture came true that says, "They put him with criminals." People walked by and insulted Jesus. They shook their heads.
"You said you could destroy the temple and build it again in 3 days. So save yourself. Come down from that cross."
The leading priests and the teachers of the law were also there. They made fun of Jesus, just as the other people did.
"He saved other people, but he can't save himself. If he is really the Christ, the King of Israel, then let him come down from the cross now. We will see this, and then we will believe in him."
The robbers who were being killed on the crosses beside Jesus also insulted him. At noon, the whole country became dark. This darkness lasted for 3 hours. At 3 o'clock, Jesus cried in a loud voice,
"Eloi,
Eloi, lama sabachthani.
This means,
my God, why have you left me alone?
Some of the people standing there heard this.
Listen, he is calling Elijah.
One man there ran and got a sponge. He filled the sponge with vinegar and tied it to a stick. Then he used the stick to give the sponge to Jesus to drink from it.
We should wait now and see if Elijah will come to take him down from the cross.
Then Jesus cried in a loud voice and died. When Jesus died, the curtain in the temple split into two pieces. The tear started at the top and tore all the way to the bottom. The army officer that was standing there before the cross saw what happened when Jesus died.
This man really was the Son of God.
Some women were standing at a distance from the cross, watching. Some of these women were Mary Magdalene, Salome, and Mary, the mother of James and Joseph. James was her youngest son. These were the women who followed Jesus in Galilee and cared for him. Many other women were also there who had come with Jesus to Jerusalem. This was preparation day. That means the day before the Sabbath day. It was becoming dark. A man named Joseph from Arimathea was brave enough to go to Pilate and ask for Jesus' body. Joseph was an important member of the Jewish council. He was one of the people who wanted the kingdom of God to come. Pilate wondered if Jesus was already dead. Pilate called the army officer who guarded Jesus and asked him if Jesus had already died. The officer told Pilate that he was dead. So Pilate told Joseph he could have the body. Joseph bought some linen cloth, took the body down from the cross, and wrapped it in the linen. He put the body in a tomb that was cut in a wall of rock. Then he closed the tomb by rolling a very large stone to cover the entrance. And Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of Joseph saw the place where Jesus was laid. The day after the Sabbath day, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome bought some sweet-smelling spices to put on Jesus' body. Very early on that day, the first day of the week, the women were on their way to the tomb. It was soon after sunrise. They said to each other,
"There's a large stone covering the entrance of the tomb. Who will move the stone for us?"
Then the woman looked and saw that the stone was already moved. The stone was very large, but it was moved away from the entrance. The women entered the tomb and saw a young man wearing a white robe. He was sitting on the right side, and the women were afraid.
"Don't be afraid. You are looking for Jesus from Nazareth, the one who was killed on the cross. He has risen from death. He is not here. Look, here is the place they laid him. Now go and tell his followers and Peter, Jesus is going into Galilee. He will be there before you. You will see him there as he told you before."
The women were confused and shaking with fear. They left the tomb and ran away. They did not tell anyone about what happened because they were afraid. Jesus rose from death early on the first day of the week. He showed himself first to Mary Magdalene. One time in the past, he had forced 7 demons to leave Mary. After Mary saw Jesus, she went and told his followers. They were very sad and were crying. But Mary told them that Jesus was alive. She said that she had seen him, but the followers did not believe her. Later, Jesus showed himself to 2 of his followers while they were walking in the country. But Jesus did not look the same as before. These followers went back to the others and told them what had happened. Again, the followers did not believe them. Later, Jesus showed himself to the 11 followers while they were eating. He criticized them because they had little faith. They were stubborn and refused to believe those who had seen him after he had risen from death.
"Go everywhere in the world. Tell the good news to everyone. Anyone who believes and is baptized will be saved. But he who does not believe will be judged guilty. and those who believe will be able to do these things as proof. They will use my name to force demons out of people. They will speak in languages they never learned. They will pick up snakes without being hurt. And they will drink poison without being hurt. They will touch the sick, and the sick will be healed.
After the Lord Jesus said these things to the followers, he was carried up into heaven. There, Jesus sat at the right side of God. The followers went everywhere in the world and told the good news to people, and the Lord helped them. The Lord proved that the good news they told was true by giving them the power to work miracles.